regular Mishadala. Tarla Chata, Shnagi Bataner, Piyadai. A chumra that kavichatas, even a tana which is tar, which is nisim b'tar for truma kachim, if it wasn't nisim for same tayas chatas, it's kilo with nima berishain, and therefore if you touch with your hands, so you can have tumis yedayim, and you become tummy. So if you touch with yedayim, it's mitame. Touch with ragli, it's mitar. Since the tana is only recently tuma, so therefore only if you touch your hands, it's recent tuma has tumis yedayim. But if you touch with the ragli, the chalakim the guf. It's not going to become tame and be tar lechatas because the rishon the tuma is only matama tumis yedayim. It's not matama a person who touches it with his other chalakim of the guf. On the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that dafki yedayim, which like in regards to mitar. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that something is royal tummy tumis meis. So the same for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that royal tummy tumis meis. Beit hamitar mitar relazam. Eni midavisham madaf. Akapanam, over there we see that on the tzad that is metame, the luck is that it's going to be tame. Any chilek touches the hand, touches the foot, touches it's going to be tame. And here it says, Dak, if your hands touch it, if your hands don't touch it, it's not going to be tame. So Rambam Bishop says, the Yisodah Dava is that over here we're talking about klicheres, and that's what's different than the Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Aleph is talking about something which is bisoid shaykh to be havatoma, so then they would go easier on it. If you touch it, the yedayim, the guy is mitame. If you don't have someone who's a klicheres, which besides not shaykh to be avatoma, b'chei gamna there was no zeresh to be avatoma, only the rishon toma. It's only mitama to be yedayim. It's not mitama other things. Mishnah Perkei Gimel Halacha Tes says Mishnah Merikuk is that the mahalach davar is like this. The yesh lechalak to Mishnah is that if you're talking about a kli which is tar. So it wasn't nishma l'tayr sechatas. The chacham says din of a rishon, and it's only given metame yedayim. But a tanner tame, even if it's not a rishon and tuma, it's din kedin madaf like mishnah beis, and it's a tame tar b'maga. Then if he touches it b'ragla, it's going to be tame. Look at the Rambam in the Pesach Mishnah Yisklei. It says like this: the mishnah got klicheres, and that mashak gets a mishnah. The Rambam Yad says chenog b'yol b'tanner b'rizo b'shar kelim shein tar lechatas n'makuloi. Someone said that was Rambam says Shai Kalim. His master is Chuizer from his place of Mishnah. It sounds like a Rikurkus. Then he came to him of Matam Rakman of Biodov. And he was Chuizer. If you're on the Tana and you stuck your hand out, he's on the Tana Tame with the Cleave to Mayim's next to the Tana Tame. Kivos is Tari Kivos, since the place where the Mayim and the Hefer are inside are not on the Tanner, therefore that's called the Mekoyma is Tar, and therefore it's not going to be considered a Hisarin. Since the Adam Lamaisa is standing in a place which is Tame, even though the Mayim and Hefer are outside, it's going to be possible. Before, Vesi held that only Tumah Chamur with Ava Tumah, which when Tama Kalim, it's considered that the Kli is not Tumah, but Tumah Kala Kirishan, Hashem La Tumah, over there is considered Makam Tar. The mission is, our mission is talking about now, that Fakarat, even though, in the case of where it's on the Charis, which can never be Tumah Chamura, it's called the passage of David Zev said the mission is going into Chamun. Now, if the person standing on it and he's sticking his hand out, is that considered is he tummy or is not going to be considered tummy? Rina says that the holding of tummy is dafka in a situation where the tanner is tummy mamish. It's not enough that it's a cleave, which is not shamar lechatas. And if you have the silver, there's tummy where it's going to be tummy. Because in this, in hey chavdal is pashit in that turn, there's a din of it's not shamar lechatas, also considered tummy. Chemash Losh and Rambam, the Rambam says the Torah Lechadosh, even like Gavi Tanner, the Kalim Shinim Torah Lechatos. The whole din is that it's any Shom Lechatos, that's considered Inim Kamitame. And if the Mashmoy says it doesn't have to be that the Sintep Atomah going on over here. Machlokes between the Akiva and the Rabbanan, so the Sameach and Perkei Dei Lachei Par says the Machlokes is along the lines of Eged Kli, Eged Yah, the one considered Choshev Eged, the first is considered Makam Kamitame. Hashem Kivah is not considered Eged, therefore it's not going to be considered Makam Tamei. Ayy Rabbah says the Machlokes of Kivah is a Tamei Kutuk Mishnuch Adami. if it's kibbutz shochel ba'aretz, mukam mitar. And they both know not as kilu, it's on a mukam mitame. Yeah, I'm in the chutz l'taner. Techalem not that's a lagan of your gabi taner. You passed over the lagan on top of the taner. They used to keep the mechatis in the chaloin as a place to watch it. So machloik is the kiva mitame. Kiva was the tame. Pshamay kiva is kiva was klita kumishon chudomi. Therefore, something that aver is kilu is on the place in mokim. And therefore, we see the mechatis on the gabe taner, even though the aver is not actually becoming tame, it's kilu, it's on the floor of the taner, therefore, it's going to be tame. Acham metara and acham don't know the kluta, and therefore, just because it passed over, it's not considered as in a mokim, which is tame. The Rosh and the Rash bring the singing words vachim, which is mevur and meskan, is not out kluta v'shuvu tame. It's a gzeira, maybe you can put it down, and therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be tame. But no, there's no gzeira. Ian, on the Rambam, who says that the machlokes is a machlokes k'michum dami, the machlokes the maskana of the Gemara in Zvachim is not going to be like that. And slibish for the shita Rambam. The Chazon Lachem went to the Rambam holds that since the Gemara in Shabbos says machlokes akiva is and Rabbanan is machlokes k'michum shuvah dami, Kim Stava, we didn't over here that arguing it, and therefore we didn't know the suga Zvachim. However, Iker Nidin of k'michum shuvah dami. Now the Nezim Simon Reish Mem wants to bring a right. The Gedder of Klutik Mishnah Chodam is not that it's Munach Ma'aver, that's enough. The Gedder is concealed on the ground. And that's the reason why Pshat Lavi is Mekom Mekom Mitame. Because if it wouldn't be concealed on the ground, it wouldn't be Mekom Mekom Mitame. Mikdash David is Simon and Aleph, Sivkat Adala has a Gemara Deka Ara. He says, the Sefta, which Rashi brings on Mishnah Gimel, says, Mehmed, when Mishnah Chodam Mekom Mitame, Mizmash, you know the Shas Vekalam, Mesit. You know the sheriff, so I call even tar like chashem kegim makam itami. The only time you say it's considered munach makam itami if it's moves it or move it around. So he says, what is it help? Kutik mishnah chodami. The ma'is if you take the tuma, still it will stay b'mkayimai. And then it's siv taka in the Supreme Pashuk it says enachem nami. That's the pshat in maskana why the Gemara in Zvachim don't say kutik mishnah chodami because since you take the tuma, it won't. In fact, it won't move it. Therefore, that's the reason why Maskana is not like that. And that's Pshat, I think, more Zvachim. But the Rav, who say that Pshat, Rekis, Kamish, Chodam, Yehurat, Tzarechi, and I might take the Tome, I want to move away. Before I go by, I'd also be Mesader, the Halachas of Mekami, Mekami, of Mokim Tar, and Mokim Tame. Rabbi Lezer, the Gemma, the Kicher, which is on, which has a Pepara, which is put on the Sheretz, Kosher mechatas, because kli is not tamei, it's considered makom tar. The Chacham over say, even though the kli is not tamei, but since it's munuch on the sheretz, it's considered makom tamei, it's going to be a problem. According to Yosi, the din makom tamei is dafka tumah chamur of avatoma, not a tumah kal rishon or sheni. Kalamash can also get from Yosi Matar. The Chacham say, matamei even any tumah even tumah kal, it's going to be a din of makom tamei. According to Akiva. It's not mamash on the tumah, it's outside of it. Even though the person who's holding it is on the tumah, it's considered a makam tar. According to Chacham, that's also considered a makam tar, because the person who's standing on it, therefore, is going to be tamei. They have a nachadin, the kiva holds that the kli in the offer passes over the makam tumah. Kiva holds that's called, it's considered a makam tar, either Xavier put it down or tumma shuvadami. According to Chacham, it's not enough. And therefore it's going to be tar. The definition of mission is that the din of makom tamei is dafka when there's eifim mechatas. Now the kli and mayim is not kedoshim. It's not gonna. There is no din. Login shel chatas, shenagim shel kedush, shel truma. Kind of chatas just touch kedush. Or Chuma. So the Chatas comes Tami because the Kodesh and Chuma is not Nishmar. Kapi Chatas, like I said before, therefore it's going to be Tami. The Chatas. This is Shel Chuma is going to be Tar. The Chuma is going to be Tar. The first case. Second case, Shtei Mishte Yodov. If you're carrying the Chatas in one hand, Klisha Chatas, Another name you have Klisha Kodesh and Chuma. Even if they don't touch it, they will be tummy. Why? Since the Klisha Kodesh Chuma is not Nishma for Teres Chattas, so it's Tavik Havik Chattas. So somebody's Tavik Chattas is touching it, he comes tummy. Once he comes tummy, so the whole Guf comes tummy the Chattas, the tummy the Klisha Chattas. Chattas is possible, so even the Klisha Kodesh Chuma is going to be tummy. Why? Because the Halacha is Noisa Mechattas, it's maybe even the key in which he touches, and it comes a Rishon Tumah. Shtem b'shtem nayores, shtem toyun. That nayor is not makabel tumah, and therefore, being that there's a hefsek, a nishna b'tarasan, some kli is something which is tami fechata. So since it's a hefsek nayor in between the person and the kli, if it's considered a dovah shtem makabel tumah, and therefore it's going to be considered a hefsek. Discussion amongst the place whether Nair is a Makabotuma or an accident of Makabotuma. Even Nair is something which is really Kabotuma, if it's only a little bit, which is not rife anything about it, that's something which would be not picked in Makabotuma. Rash Mavura, even the person who's holding the Chattas is not going to be Tummy if there's going to be a Hefsik. Tamatama the Kli, but he himself is Tummy because he's carrying Mechattas. The Rambam is reversed. Since Adam is not Nimel Lechantas, the Klisho Kodesh, he's also not Tamei Machas Nasa Mechantas, and the big Arichas in the about this. Chantas and Nair Sachum be other same Tamei, and why? Because the Kusim comes Tamei from the Lagash Shachuma, therefore he's Mitama Lechantas, because the Nair is not going to be Chutzitz. The Rambam says, Ain't more than Rishon Lechantas, therefore it's Mitamei. Because you're not going to come tummy mach is touching the shuma, and memela, they're both going to be tar. Clear, the person carrying the mechatas comes tummy. The halacha is if you carry mechatas, the person comes tummy. So why doesn't go metam and mechatas afterwards? Because you're going to be tummy. So you said it of it is that the cloud of tumor which comes back with mechatas is not going to be metam and the mechatas that's one. Even if the person himself is never machas mechatas, it's not going to go out and be metam. So on this mission is that if a person is holding a kli shokoy, there's chum in his hand, that a chetzitza, he comes tamei, and if he's a tamei kli chatas, whether he's holding in his hand, or he's machas benayir, it's going to become tamei. And the kli shokoy, the chum is become tamei, machas the person is carrying mechatas, and that will be tamei. If you're carrying with a chetzitza, between him and the kli, so the person is not going to become tamei lechatas, and it's not going to tame klisha chattas. And the klisha kodesh and chuma is not going to be tame machal and noise mechattas. Because a person who doesn't touch the klisha kodesh, since it's not mechattas, it's not going to be tame. Klisha chattas tame, Yeshua chattas tame. It is the shitosoi of before that he held that any kli which is really coming to his mace, even if it's not really coming to his medis. And even if it's tar, if it wasn't nishma l'shem chattas, the chomer machmer, that kilo was tamei. Sifra, who then over here, the tar l'chattas had a klisha chum, which really came to his mace, even though there's a naya chlitz bin avinei, but it's going to be tamei. I'm going to mention the aleph, or at least you're going to say that it's tar. I knew it was going to be arts and ugly, I'm going to say it's on the ground, shachattas is tamei, shachattas is chum b'tayrim. The chattas is going to be tame because when the tar touches the chuma, he comes tame kabi chattas. Therefore, now he touches the chattas and be tame. The klisha kodesh the chuma is not going to be tame because the person himself asks if it's tar the kodesh the chuma. He's not being nis carrying the mechattas, and therefore it's going to be tar. Hasitan, if he was meisit it, rishu metame, which is really coming to his meis, even if it's not really to his medrash, if it's not nishmatas chattas, it's didn't kill his tummy medras. So therefore, Yeshua is going to say that it's going to be tummy. It's tar because the chumash shitasa all any reason to call it tummy's mace, and now it comes to his medras. If it's tar, they weren't machma the dina kilo. It's chamer, and therefore, it's going to be tar.